Bibles to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10. And I do thank the Lord for the day I met Jesus Christ. Amen. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I'm not ashamed of Him because He's not ashamed of me. Amen. He's not ashamed to call us brethren, according to the book of Hebrews. Amen. And I thank the Lord for His goodness to us tonight. Mark chapter 10, you're willing and able to stand tonight. Mark chapter 10, I'll begin reading verse number 46. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. Again, it is good to be in the house of God. I'm glad He's restored in our hearts, and I bless His name for it tonight. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse number 46. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I'm thankful for the songs that we've heard in this place tonight. And Lord, indeed, had you not left us, Lord, gave you life, we'd be eternally lost. But I thank you that you laid down your life and you took it back up. I pray, Lord, tonight, help us to magnify, glorify your precious name. Lord, strengthen my voice and my body. I give unction of the Holy Ghost. I remove and bind the forces of the enemy. Help us, Lord, save that soul that's lost here tonight. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 47 tonight, where the Bible says, And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm going to preach tonight the Lord have been my helper for just a few minutes on this subject of pass me not, gentle Savior. Pass me not, gentle Savior. We find here in these verses, this is the last time that Jesus would ever go through Jericho. He is now headed toward the cross. This was Bartimaeus' last opportunity to get help from the Lord Jesus. And as he was passing by, Bartimaeus, its word. It's not just anybody passing by, but that it is the Lord Jesus himself that is passing by his way. Now there's five things in our verses I'll look at and will be done. First of all, in verse 46, we see Bartimaeus' condition. For the Bible said there that there was this man blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, and he sat by the highway side begging. Here this man is blind. He cannot help himself. There's nothing he can do to change his condition, his circumstances, but he's a beggar, and that's all he'd ever be until the day he died had not Jesus came where he was. Hey, I'll ask you a question. condition tonight. Bartimaeus' condition was he's blind and he's a beggar. What is your condition tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, without doubt, in here tonight are people who have never been saved. You're lost. That's your condition tonight. You're on the broad way, headed to an eternal, a burning lake of fire. But the Lord has given you opportunity again to hear about him, that you could be saved. Oh, you may be here lost tonight, and Jesus is your only hope of salvation. Oh, you could be saved tonight in this place and bearing some heavy burdens. Maybe your heart's broken over someone or something in your life. Oh, friend, tonight you came in heavy laden, came in, friend, about to fall. But God allowed you an opportunity to come to his house, and you came on. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, whatever your condition, whatever your need, the good news is that Jesus is passing by. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that he makes a personal visit. Amen. Oh, Bartimaeus is in a bad way, in a bad shape, and nobody else I can change his condition. But Jesus came to town. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that he passed by my way. I was lost and undone, wretched and vile, but Jesus came where I was. Amen. Hey, can I point something out to you in these Gospels that we have, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You never find the Lord afraid to be around the lost. It don't matter what they have, what their shape is. He ain't afraid to go where they are. He wasn't interested what the brethren said. Amen. He is interested in rescuing the lost who would burn for eternity without him, friend. Oh, friend, I don't know your condition, but the Lord's your answer tonight. Amen. Many of us in this place have got family members that we're burdened and broken about, who are either lost or backslid. Their lives are wrecked. A sin is destroying their life. Hey, Jesus can help that situation. Oh, friend, tonight we see Bartimaeus' condition. Notice with me in verse 47, secondly, there is Bartimaeus' cry. For the Bible said, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. I'm going to stop right there and say this. I'm glad for the day that I heard about him. There ain't never been a sweeter name told to me. I've never heard another name that sparks joy and peace like a river, like his name does. Oh, I'm glad somebody let me know about the darling Lamb of God. Hey, I say again as I did this morning, I'm glad to be in America where I heard the truth of the gospel preached. Oh, he said he heard, it's Jesus of Nazareth, and he's a passing by. And he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, can I show you something about his cry? That word, those words cry out there mean to speak with a loud voice. It means to shout. It means to scream. He was meaning to get Jesus' attention. Amen. He was not whispering from the roadside. Now, people in our day, I don't know why, that the world screaming don't bother them none. But they want us to come to church and act like we're at God's funeral. Amen. Hey, this fellow said, it's now or never. It's Jesus or no one. And he began with a loud voice, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, friend, he wasn't caring who heard him holler out. He knew he needed help, and it was only going to come from the Nazarene. Oh, yes. Hey, did you notice he cried to the right one? He said, Jesus, thou son of David. Hey, he's not on the highway side hard out. Judas Iscariot, help me. That ain't what he's doing. He is not crying, Simon Peter, help me. Oh, no, because you see, they couldn't do anything for him. Amen. But he cried to the one who said, let there be, and there was. He cried the one that took him a handful of dust and made a man out of him. I'm telling you tonight, he cried to the right one, and his name's Jesus.
Hey, I want you to come to me and share your burdens and I'll help you pray. But that's all I can do. I can't change anything. I can't save anybody. Hey, but I can tell you this. If you'll cry to him, his ear is open to your cry. He is interested in you tonight. Oh, he cried to the right one. Hey, he cried for the right thing. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. He was not, Brother Freddie, sitting on the roadside of hollering, justice, justice. He didn't want justice. Amen. Hey, I don't neither. Justice put me in hell. Justice has put you in hell because you deserve to go to hell. I deserve to go to hell. He wasn't wanting justice. Amen. Hey, he wasn't a hollering out, I need special rights. Amen. He wasn't doing that. But he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hey, I'm telling you, I want the mercy of God, don't you? We read in Sunday school together 26 times in one psalm, his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I'm glad for God's mercy tonight. Oh, Bartimaeus in a bad condition, but he began to cry out to the one that can make the difference in his life. But notice with me thirdly in verse 48. Now we see Bartimaeus' condition, Bartimaeus' cry, but I see Bartimaeus' critics. The Bible said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Now, I want to help you with something. That word charge is a pretty serious and pretty strong word. That word charge there means to chide or rebuke. It means to censor severely. It means to find fault with. What about that? It means to forbid or to command with a threat. They are threatening him that he needs to be quiet. Amen. For to hold his peace means to be silent, to hush, to calm down. Amen. I want to help everybody right here tonight. You hear me real good. You know this about me. I do not come to watch. I come to get in. Amen. It don't matter to me. Hey, I love for you to get in with me. But if you don't, I come to get something from God. I've done made up my mind, set my heart like a flint. Hey, I'm a taking out after him. He's the only one that can help me. And he's the only one that can help you tonight. Amen. Hey, the crowd ain't going to always like it. I've been told down through the years, can't you tone it down a little bit? I will one day. But that ain't today. Amen. I'll wear out after a while, but while I've got voice, while I've got the ability to stand and to cry loud and spare not, that's what I intend on doing. Amen. They'll say you need to calm down. Don't get so emotional. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you need help bad enough, you do whatever it takes to get it. Amen. A person, my friend, that's about to drown, and there's help on the shore, he ain't going to just be a whispering. He ain't just going to kind of wave a little bit. He's going to begin to holler with all he's got. Hey, let somebody help him. And by the way, the Lord is here. He's here every time we come together. He sure is. How do you know that, preacher? He lives in our heart, we that are saved. Amen. And he's willing to help us if we'll look to him tonight. Oh, friend, the critics will say, be quiet, tone it down. This is the 21st century. The Bible preaching don't work no more. It does work. Amen. There is still people who want to know the truth, and they're looking for a church that ain't dead and dry. They're looking for somewhere that they'll worship God and just preach that book. Amen. Oh, friend, the Bartimaeus, this crowd's huge, and they don't want him to get help. They ain't interested in getting help. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody around you ain't interested in you getting help. You hear me? You're just going to have to just push your way on through. Amen. No matter what they say, hey, I've been told a whole lot of stuff down through the years. You're just going to have to get thick hide and go on. Amen. I've been have folk be rude to me up there. I'm going to tell you something. I know where my help comes from. Amen. Hey, we find Bartimaeus' condition, Bartimaeus' cry. We see Bartimaeus' critics. But notice with me in verse 48 also, Bartimaeus' commitment. We see there in verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Listen to this. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Hey, he didn't give up, and he sure didn't shut up. Amen. What did it say there? Look at it again. He said he began to cry out and to say, amen, in verse 47, his first cry, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy." Well, in our next verse, he still cries out the more a great deal. The Bible said, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Hey, he is still crying out with every fiber of his being. Oh, I need the Lord to help me. He didn't give up until the Lord looked his way. Hey, can I encourage you to do that? Don't ever give up. It may get hard. It may get rough sometime. But you just determine in your heart and purpose in your heart and to seek God until the answer comes. Amen. Hey, he didn't get... By the way, when it said he cried the more a great deal, do you know what that means? He turned it up a notch. Amen. Yeah. They just think he was loud the first time. Amen. But he really got into it that second time. He began to cry the more, "Hey, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, friend, tonight we see Bartimaeus is committed. You may have to keep going a while before your answer comes. That's right. Then let me say number five, and I'm about done. We see Bartimaeus' change in verse 49 through 52. We see he's called in verse 49. The Bible said, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called." Let me throw this out for your Bible study on your own. You ought to look up how many times the Bible said Jesus stood still. It ain't much. But for a blind man, he stopped where he was going. Amen. That's how important you are too. He'll stop by your house if it takes it. Amen. Hey, we find that Jesus stood, he called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Hey, sinner, if he calls you tonight, you better run to him. Amen. I remember when he called me to salvation, and I'm glad that he did. Hey, I know the other times when I've been hurting, when I've been burdened, when I've been at my friend weighted down, I've heard him call me, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Oh, friend, tonight, I'm saying to you, don't give up. Hey, listen for his call. Hey, not only a call, but notice this in verse 50, his casting. The Bible said he casted away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. He took that old beggar garment and throwed it to the side. What about that? We find that here he's been a beggar all this time, but he throws away the beggar's garment. Why is that, preacher? I think two reasons. One, I think he didn't want anything to trip him up getting to Jesus. He said, "I want nothing getting in my way." Can I say to you tonight, whatever your need is, I wouldn't let anyone or anything keep me from getting to Jesus. Amen. Hey, I'd just push on through all of it. I'd climb over hypocrites. I'd walk around every devil in the world and get to Jesus where my health comes from. Amen. Hey, but all that, but I believe he said this while throwing that coat aside. He said, "I'll never need this again." Amen. He said, "It's going to be different after I leave here today. I won't need that beggar's garment anymore." Hey, I'm glad to tell you, sinner, he can turn your hell into heaven, your night into day. Hey, you can pass from death unto life right here tonight. Amen. Oh, friend, we see he cast that garment. Then I see his confession, verse 51. Jesus looked at him and said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Oh, Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." He said, "Lord, that's what I'm here for. I'm telling you exactly what's wrong with me. I want to help you right here, and I'll close. You listen to me. A man will never get saved thinking he's a good fella. Till you're willing to confess you're lost and no way of saving yourself, you never will get saved. Amen. But when you say, 'I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I deserve to go to hell,' hey, you are a prime candidate to get born again." And then let me say to us that are saved, not admitting you need help, it's not going to help you. Amen. For you see tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a person that's drowning in a lake, you throw them a lifeline, you throw out a life preserver to them. If they won't lay hold of it, they're going to drown. Hey, could you imagine someone drowning? And as they're gurgling and they're pushing back up the best they can to get out, can you imagine them hollering, "I don't need any help"? Well, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? And him drowning. But people do it all the time at church. Amen. You feel like you're about to go under, but instead of running to the Lord, seem like you're running away from the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, I'm telling you, as he called out to him, said, "Lord, that I might receive Messiah." Bible said, Jesus said in verse 52, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Here's one of my favorite Bible words. And immediately, I like that. Right then, right there. When Jesus moves, it gets done. Amen. And immediately he received his sight. Listen to this. And followed Jesus in the way. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right here tonight, we ought to be following him. Amen. Hey, he gave us the ability to see. Now I'm talking spiritually. For we once was blind. We was in trespasses. We was dead. Hey, we was an old sinner. But thank God he enlightened us. He saved us. Hey, and we ought to follow him. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, I'm glad there was a change in Bartimaeus' life. There could be a change in your life right here tonight. Father, I pray you take the simple thought, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to. Lord, take it now. I pray you'd save some precious sinner. I pray you'd help that child of God that's struggling. Lord, bring yourself glory in all that's said and done in this invitation. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I wonder tonight, if you're here tonight, the Lord's been speaking to your heart. You say, "Preacher, I'm lost." Please remember me in prayer. Anybody like that tonight, "Preacher, I'm lost. I see that young hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm lost. I need the Lord." Maybe you're saved. And by lifting your hand, you say, "Preacher, I'm struggling. There's some problems. There's a heavy load upon me tonight." I'm telling you, Jesus can help you. You lift your hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me." Hands are going up. Thank you. Oh, may the Lord help you tonight. I want us to stand while we sing tonight. This altar's open. Will you come? Do business with the Lord while we sing.